Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.
With the Women's Six Nations fast approaching, off the ball's Dara Smith-Naughton caught up with the Ireland head coach Scott Beamond, captain Aaron King and Eve Higgins ahead of their opening tournament clash against England at Twickenham.
It's nice to be joined by Scott Beamond. How are things, Scott?
Very well. Deep in preparation and kind of ready to go.
Nine uncapped players in the squad there today. Talk to me about that. Decision making behind that, is that kind of just to create competition within the group or rewards from the Celtic Challenge?
There's a natural point, isn't there, after a World Cup where you look to refresh the group. We've got so much talent, so much potential coming through the Irish system, whether it be the WNTS, the Pathway, the Celtic Challenge, and the girls that are named are fully deserving of their opportunity. Of those nine, six have already been in camp with us, and some on multiple occasions. So actually they don't come in as new, they come in as uncapped, but have been a part of our group for a good while. Three of them are new in, but they fully earned their opportunity through the Celtic Challenge, and you know, really exciting really to see what they can do when they're in camp with us. Really excited to see how they push the people that you would say could potentially be not ahead of them but already in experience and already had opportunities to show that what they can do. And we think they're going to come in and we think that we're going to see an elevated layer of competition, which hopefully drives performance.
Some personal news broke this morning. You're signed on until 2029. Talk to us about that.
Look, it was an easy decision, really. The connection that I have both with the Irish players and the Ireland public has been incredible to be a part of. It's a story that's not been finished yet. We've done the first part in terms of getting to a World Cup and taking people along the way with us. We've grown our wave. This wave has got so much more to go, so much more potential within it, and not just the short term, the long term. There's so many players coming through that are going to stand Ireland in good stead, really, for competitions, not just in this World Cup cycle, but ones after. So I think there's to not be part of this next bit would have been too soon. I'm delighted and proud with how the group is doing, and you know, we've got some new energy in the group, and I want to see what can be achieved with it.
This will be Aaron King's first tournament as Ireland captain, a role which she says she can't wait to get going in.
I'm settling now, I've known for a couple of months. So we had a calibration camp in January, so I got a little bit of experience at that, kind of in the role on pitch and with the girls. So yeah, it's an absolute honour and an absolute privilege, and I can't wait to really get into it.
Are the squad kind of seeing a different Aaron King now that she has a bit of power?
I'd hope not. I when I got told I was going to be captain, I kind of, the advice everyone gave me was just be yourself and carry on doing what you're doing. So yeah, I think I'm really just going to stick to me being me and, you know, not change and just continue leading by example more than anything else.
Are there any bits of responsibility that you've noticed that you've had to take on since you found out?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, like you're kind of more looked upon in the squad, and you know, people turn to you a little bit more and come to you for things and for advice and for your, you know, your input a little bit more. So yeah, definitely taking on that a little bit, but I've really enjoyed it, and you know, I have a lot to give to this team, especially after the year that I've had and the year that the girls have had. So yeah, I think it's a really exciting opportunity, and I can't wait to grab it with two hands.
Do you feel like that time spent out has kind of lended itself to your role now in terms of maturity as a player and as a person, that you had to go through such a difficult thing at such a young age? Do you think that's kind of played into also the decision of Scott to give you the captaincy, but also your ability to do so?
Yeah, I think 100%. I've learned so much about myself, about the sport, about, you know, just different perspectives, and I'm so grateful to be in the position I'm in. And I think, yeah, to have the possibility of rugby taken away from me at only 21 has matured me so much, and definitely think if I can get through that, I can do anything. And that's the kind of mindset that I want the squad to have, that we can do things even when told you can't, and prove people wrong and things like that. So yeah, I think it's definitely, I've gained so much experience and gained like just so much perspective with the injury, and it's definitely going to help going into the role.
Emily Costigan obviously won't be in the squad this time around because she's got some great news having twins. Just a word on her and her kind of presence in the squad and how much she'll be missed.
Yeah, obviously Amy Lee Murphy-Crowe, an absolute legend of the game. I've been fortunate to play alongside her for the past 5-6 years. She was a leader in my sevens team, and I think coming into the role that I'm in, I would I looked back on all the leaders I've had, and she's one of the greats, and she's still around the squad, and I'm so lucky that I get to lean on someone like her with the experience that she has. She's so selfless, and there's so, if I can be half the kind of person she is around camp, I would love that. She, on and off pitch, she's just outstanding, and the way she carries herself is just like no one else. And it's such exciting news, and she'll definitely be back, which is really exciting as well. And she's still training away, and she's going to be in and around camp, so yeah, we can really lean on her, and I can go to her for advice leadership wise. So yeah, so lucky to have someone like her.
Now, a veteran of the Ireland squad, Dublin's Eve Higgins will be part of history as Ireland hosts their first ever standalone women's fixture at the Aviva Stadium in May.
I was a kid watching the women play after a men's game in the Six Nations in 2015 and being in that crowd and thinking, oh, this is cool. But the fact that now we get to play in a Six Nations game and a standalone women's game for the first time ever in the Aviva is huge, and already ticket sales are tracking really well, that we're going to more than break our attendance record that we set last year. So the fact that our performances from last year's Six Nations going into the World Cup has kind of driven this support is huge for us, and it's something we want as a team. We want to just grow our support as much as we can.
There's a couple of big games in that tournament now. I suppose you have the kind of that a rivalry with France is gathering momentum now after last year in the World Cup, but then also England, it feels like that gap has been bridged a little bit. Do you feel that in camp, and the rest of the players feel that top two has been kind of broken into at this stage?
Yeah, 100%. Like, we definitely can see that we're closing the gap. Like, if you bring it back to last Six Nations, the French game, there was very much a turning point at like the 65th minute that if we just made a different decision or made a few different decisions, it could have been a difference between the end of that game. And likewise in the England game, our first half, we probably let a few chances out. Going into half time, if you're a few scores ahead, is a huge difference. A hugely different perspective to have, and we obviously weren't clinical enough in the second half, and they showed their world class ability in taking it away from us, to perform in the second half a lot better than us. And we definitely feel that gap closing, and especially the World Cup, we're all absolutely gutted after that quarter final. We all knew it ourselves that we had the ability to win that game, and I just know for myself that when that final whistle went, like, one of the first thoughts that were in my head was, I'm looking forward to the Six Nations game, and we only get to play them again now in the next few months. So very much relishing another opportunity to play these two great teams.
Sports Beat Extra with Odrin Johnson on Beat.